observed a few weeks ago, you all had your meeting, Brother Philip, and I want to get to something that Daniel, but Brother Philip, I was thinking about what he said over there in Acts 20:28, and he was standing up here, and it was one of those moments where you think about how big of a statement that he made, and that he talks about in Acts 20:28. It says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." And he went on to describe the church of God being elect, the whole elect family of God, or the institution itself, or the meeting in which we're here right now for. And when we put that in perspective of that he purchased this meeting, the one that we're sitting right here, this meeting with his own blood, for us to come out and worship. When you know that there's going to be something really big happen, and that you're going to be involved in it, you try to do your extra. You try to make sure you do extra. You want to make sure you're there. You want to make sure you're putting forth more effort into it. That's what it is when you put it in perspective of what that says, that he purchased with his own blood this meeting right here. This meeting that we're come to worship, to sing hymns unto his name, to pray unto him, and to try to preach his word, he purchased that. How much more than when it's easy to sit back and have to get distracted, it's easy to get bored, it's easy to, let's be honest, right? We've been there, we've been in sermons where we walked out, we didn't know, actually can't remember what preacher preached. It didn't mean he was bad. It just mean I wasn't paying any attention. I wasn't involved. I wasn't engaged. If you stop to put it in perspective of what it is that he purchased this meeting with his own blood, now I need to pay a little bit more attention. I need to make sure that I'm tuned in a little bit better. That's how big it is of what it is. You say, well, there's not that many people in an old Baptist meeting. You know, I think today we had 14 people. He didn't say it had to be a full house. He didn't say it had to be packed. He didn't say there had to be thousands or two or three. And that's what he purchased with his own blood. That when we're there for that meeting, we put forth everything we've got into it. I thank the Lord for that a few weeks ago. And I felt like it was just it meant a lot to me that it was, when he pointed that out, I don't think I've ever put it together like that. That was so good. But Lord willing, I want to look at something over here. I want to go over here to Daniel. In Daniel 11:32, he's talking about all the different, he's going through and he's talking about the different kings that are going to come through, and he gets down to 32. He gets down there in verse 32. He says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatterers." And it says, "But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." So the ones that know their God, I think Brother James last week preached on knowing God, not just a knowing, say, "I know that person," or "I know that," but an intimate knowledge of their God. That's what, when the Lord changes our heart, when he works on us, we have this intimate knowledge. When you have been sitting in a meeting and you can feel the Spirit come down and rain upon us, that's a knowledge that you can't describe. You can't just always tell somebody, "Did you feel that? Were you a part of that? Do you understand?" That's what it is. That's the type of knowing that he's talking about. He said, "Shall be strong and do exploits." And that exploits right there, that exploits is what Brother Sam was just talking about when he talked about what prayer is and making sure that it's exploits there means to make full use of and derive benefit from a resource. So, make full use of, and derive benefit from a resource. So my mind, I think I know what a resource is, but I have to look it up just because if somebody asked me to define it, I wouldn't be able to get it right just to make sure. But a resource is any source of aid or support. So make full use of and derive benefit from any aid and support. We are the most blessed individuals that there are with aid and support and resources. We have a wealth of resources. We have so many. When you start to talk about just what prayer is, one of our resources, how often do we leave it on the table? Do we not take full advantage of prayer? How many times are we in a situation that we think, I'm sorry, I'm going up and down, I'm just trying to get used to feel. But how often do we go and we don't pray until it's the last thing that is on the table? It's the last option that we say, well, I think I can do this, I can try this, I'll put together this, maybe I'll ask this guy for help, see what we do. Nothing works, and then we say, wait, you know, I might feel like praying. We have a resource, a source of aid and support that is greater than anything.
Amen.
We have prayer that when we pray, we don't just pray just to air. We pray to God who spoke everything into existence, that had the power to say, let there be light, and there was light. So in my mind, I said, you know what, I'm not gonna pray not to have seizures, just or not to have epilepsy, that it be gone. I'll just pray that tomorrow will be a little bit better day. I don't need to pray like that. I don't need to limit God. I don't need to leave any of my resource of the Lord on the table. I need to take full advantage of it and grab it all up and say, Lord, just remove it from me. Just remove it from me. Take it from me. That's what I want.
Amen.
We are blessed with a resource like none other.
Amen.
You say, well, there's people out there that they believe in God. They do that too. Yes. But when I start to break down what resources we have in the true church to live with God, you can keep going and going and going, but there's a spot over in 1 Samuel 17. And we all know David's getting ready to fight Goliath. And 1 Samuel 17, David is getting ready to go, and he's already explained, going back up in a few verses. He says in verse 37, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto him, David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. So you say, well, he's got, the Lord has blessed him already before, so he knows what the pattern of the Lord is, that he delivered him, he has faith, and he has an understanding that the Lord is going to deliver him. He said, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. He didn't say he might, he can, he might be able to do it if he chooses to, if he's not too busy. He didn't say anything. David's standing there, and he's looking, and he's saying, he will deliver me. He knew it with everything that was in it. That's the kind of God that we serve here today, that can he just remove epilepsy from a person? He can't. Our God could say, it's gone. He can say, rise and walk, and they walk. He can touch you and say, touch your eyes and they see, and their ears and they hear. That's the same God that we're here today worshiping and serving, that he paid for this service with his own shed blood.
Amen.
That God is the one we're here today for. You put that in perspective. Stop and think, what do we leave on the tape? Well, now, it sounds good because David knows what he's got. He's got all this, that he has a belief and a faith in God, and he has evidence that God has already done it before, so he knows. can do it again. He says he will. And so, you want a great lesson why you don't have to add anything? Because you would think that Saul giving him the best armor, he's the king. He's got the best armor. He's got the best equipment. He's got everything that's the best. And he gives it to David. So you would think, well, that seems like that's pretty good. He's just adding to what he already has. We don't have to add anything to the Lord. We don't have to add and help him out. What he did is he provided us with all the resources that we need. And there's nowhere else that we need to go outside of it to say, you know what I think we need to do? We might. It's dwindling down. The church is dwindling down. Brother Sam probably remembers, and some of y'all in here probably remember, back in the days when this place would be packed. Right? It'd be full of people. Say, well, it's dwindling down. We're going to have to do something. That's not the resources that bring aid and support that we're looking for. We stay within what the Lord has blessed us with. He, you think he's not going to give his people all that they need? And he's going to give them and say, look, you need to come up with a game plan on your own. Make sure you figure out a way that you can help bring people in or help do something to make the service a little bit better. I've got three boys. I would do everything for them. Now, I got the little one in here. I'll do even more, I think, for him. I mean, it's even more than that. I mean, I don't know. I already told him, look, I will always take his side. You know, you're in trouble. I'm going to spoil him. If that's the mindset of someone like me, to give them everything that they can, every opportunity, everything that they can have, how do you think it is that God of all creation, what he's going to give us, he's not going to leave anything on the table to say, you're going to have to figure out a little bit on your own. He doesn't do that. You don't do it for your own kids. Why would we think that we're a better parent than what God is? It's not going to happen. So when he says, David gets out there, and he gets his stuff, and he says, and David girded his sword upon his armor, and he swayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him.
Yeah.
David didn't try to make everybody happy. He didn't try to make sure that he smoothed everything over. He wasn't trying to be ugly. He wasn't trying to be offensive. But he looked at Saul, the king of the land, with the best tools that there are. He looked at him and said, you know what? I have not proved these. I just don't think that's what I need. Because why? Because he already had all that he needed.
Amen.
He had all that he needed, and David knew it. Too many times in the world in which we live, and if you're out there in the world, you know how it is. We live in a blessed area because you can talk about church, and there's more people, I think, that go to church than don't go to church. That's not that way everywhere. That's not how it is everywhere. But we live in an area where they go to church somewhere. And I will stop and talk at work, and I'll talk about what we believe, and you know, they'll look at you. I'm not what? Free destination, you get a new one, and they start saying something, and all it says is they make one comment, and one of the old guys will be like, oh, don't start him on religion. Don't start, because we'll have to stop, and we'll have to hear about it. The thing is none of the things that the Christian world today, the religious world is trying to add to the Lord. None of it's been proved. It's not proved. The Lord didn't leave an opening saying you need to add something to it. He said, you've got all the resources you need. So when we stop to think about what we have, we need to be like David. We need to have the surety of knowing, I'm going to walk out there. Well, that left and leave, I don't know. But I know one thing, I serve a God that it could be.
Amen.
He could remove it.
Amen.
I don't know what his plan is. I don't know what, but I know that he gave me the ability to still be here today. So he says, you you go with it. There's ones out there that don't have that ability. There's ones that don't have it, so I need to be thanking God for it. How often do we leave on the table thanking God for all the blessings that we have? If we stop to thank God all the time for all the blessings we have, we wouldn't be able to get anything done because it would just keep coming over and over and over again because we would start to think again, this, He blessed me with this. Everything that's good and perfect, we owe to the Lord. We thank Him for it. And all the things that we know, we see, we wouldn't have time. That's not counting the things that we don't know and we don't see. That it keeps the promise. That we don't know what happens. We don't know how it works. How many times did I drive when I shouldn't have been driving? Because I don't want to tell the doctor I was having seizures. How many times was I driving that I shouldn't have been driving that the Lord blessed me to be able to get to the side of the road when I couldn't see? When I couldn't make it, I couldn't figure out what was going on. The Lord kept a hedge about me and kept me safe. We are blessed.
Amen.
Our resources are more than that. That's just the start of it. When you start to think about the resources that we have, you think you go down there and you think about just take the Spirit of God. Just take the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. You take what we have in that alone. There's, what is there, 9 things in the fruit of the Spirit. It's like, I told him a couple weeks ago at Liberty, I told him it's like having a Swiss Army knife. And I don't know how else to put it than it probably a better way to describe it. But you've got the Spirit, and then you've got what tool you need that's right there with it for the situation that you're in. And you can pull it out, and you know what? There's some situations you need every bit of those. You need joy, peace, long suffering, temperance, meekness. You need that. You need faith. You need all of those things. There's sometimes you just need that flathead screwdriver you got to pull out, or you need the knife to cut something. That's what it is. The Lord blessed us with it. He said, "I give you this." This is the I'm not a Southerner, so I don't carry a knife or keep one on me. You know, those most people, when you say the old Southern man, you pull out and he's got a knife and he's got something with him. And I don't have that. But you know what? It's nice to know when you go to someone and you know that they do have it. And you say, "Hey, can I borrow this?" Look, Brother Larry just pulled his knife out. Can I borrow this? I need a knife. Can I use that? That's what it is. You want them to know that we got the Spirit. We got those resources right there. We are blessed.
Amen.
We have the church of the Lord that will come here tonight to worship in spirit and in truth. Not just in anything, but in spirit and in truth. This is a resource. How many times has it been when you've been down and you've been struggling and you cannot, it's just a bad week, everything's gone wrong. You say, "You know what, I don't feel like going to church, but I'm going to go to church." You get to church, and when you get to church, you sit there and you're struggling, but then you get going, you come out of there, and it's a completely different feeling than you have. It's the resource, and you left nothing on the table. You were able to come and come out and worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and the Lord blessed us with it. When I think about what it says, that the things that aid and support. We're people that have been blessed with something that most people don't, most religious world of the world don't have is peace. Because even if they believe in the Lord and they have something that you have to do or maybe that you can lose, the resources are left on the table. Because the Lord said that it is nothing that you can do. He said, "It is finished." He wanted you to know that there is peace. How much aid and support do you get from knowing that there is nothing that you can do to get it, and there is nothing that you can do to lose it, and it's not our responsibility to look around and say, "I don't know if he's going to make it. I don't know if he's going to make it." It's not us.
That's right.
It was to the good pleasure of his will.
Amen.
Understand, to get called on somewhere around here to go preach a funeral, he doesn't need to know the man. He doesn't need to know who it is. why? They said, well, he, you know, that person, I'm sure grossly offended those ones where people were maybe rougher in life and all that and gone through it. But when we have the truth and we know what it is, we can stand out there and say, thanks be to God, we know what he did, what the Lord did.
Amen.
And if the Lord chose him before the foundation of the world, then that one is in heaven with him right now. What a blessing that is.
Amen.
What a peace it is. So when we're out there in the world and we're struggling, we're having it rough, we can stop and don't leave anything, don't leave the resource on the table. Stop and put it in perspective and say, I'm having a bad day. I broke my ankle, tore something in my shoulder. I'm having to go around on a cart. Put it in perspective and think about what the Lord has done for me. I just need to stop and thank God for it. I don't need to whine. I don't need to cry. I don't need to do any of that. The Lord has blessed us with so much.
Amen.
The resources that we have. When you come out here, we have one another for resources. When you talk about knowing Old Baptist from one side of the country to the other, what an amazing blessing that is. When you can go and you can call on someone, you don't really, when I first started preaching, I showed up somewhere, I'd never been there, and they come down and they're like welcoming in their home, they bring you in, you're going to preach for them, everything they can do, amazing. That's a resource. We have the truth, we have prayer. We have understanding of the truth. We have meeting houses. We are blessed beyond measure. He says that they know their God. If I get that verse right. He says, but the people that you know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Make sure that we take all full advantage of the resources that we have. And Lord bless you.